So last year we discussed Kadesh and Lechatz Kapas. Now we're up to Yachatz. The Gemara says that the Yachatz is based on a drasha of Lechem Oni. Gemara, several drashas regarding Lechem Oni. And one that's probably most famous is Lechem Oni Sha'on Amal of Dvarim Haber. And that's essentially what Yachatz also precipitates. Yachatz, the moment I break the middle matzah and take the larger piece and leave it over to the Kanyan, so that really precipitates Magi. So that's essentially the key of the Gemara. Lechem Oni Sha'onim Olav. Olav means where the Bach explains. Olav means on the matzah. Onim Olav Dvar Barbe. Rashi also adds Vigomim Olav Sahara. Maybe we'll get to that a bit later, because that Bach seems to indicate Olav is mentioned twice, related to the Agoda, related to the Halal. So that's what there are those who are Machmir that they keep the matzah even after the meal is over, after Bechas Avoza, because the Lashon of Goyim Olav is Halal. There's among the poskim. Most of us don't do that. Most of us, the matzah is out there. The gala, chase, dafka, till the meal. And then after that, no longer. But according to that position, based on Rashi, so that's the yachatz that we all have, with the exception of the Rambam. The Rambam sheet is that yachatz takes place not then, but we do it, but rather yachatz takes place right before you're about to say the two brachas of Hamotzi and Alachilas Matzah. But also the second brasha that Chazal have, Lechem Oni, is the reason why we break the matzah, because ma darga shani mepusa afka mepusa. The Gemara has two brushes that an ani does not have a full matzah shlema, but rather he eats prusos, he has morsels. And this is the question that's raised by all the Gedolei Rishonim. And the Yadua, the Rambam Shita, essentially, it's always hu me'ev echad, v'kol adam kul me'ev hasheni. This is classic Rambam. How many matzahs do you have? I can't imagine anyone in this room has anyone less than three matzahs. I can't imagine. It would be wrong, unless you follow the minhagim of the Rambam, the Minhag Yagra, and then, of course, you're going to have two matzahs. But here the issue is the Din of Lechem Mishnah. The Din of Lechem Mishnah apply on the Lechem Seder. That's the machlokes among the Gedolei Rishonim. Is there a Din of Lechem Mishnah? Let's first talk about Yom Tov in general. Is there a Din of Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov? So this is the subject, 2 days in Tosfos in Beitza, Dabez Mabez. Mamish in the second Amud, Tosfos in Beitza, and the 2 days in Medrash. That's what the Poskim bring down, those 2 days that Tosfos there calls in Medrash. Whether the man, the Nisim of the man, that took place in Erev Shabbos, also they take place in Erev Yom Tov. Those are 2 days in Midrashim and 2 days in Tosfos. What do we assume? Somehow the man actually, the same man that didn't fall out on Shabbos also didn't fall on Yom Tov. And the same deed that applies to Shabbos also applies to Yom Tov. And therefore, what happened in Erev Yom Tov? Just like in Erev Shabbos, the man fell kaful. It was double. So too, the same doubling took place as well on Erev Yom Tov. This is machlokes among Midrashim. It's discussed by the Poskim in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yom Tov. And in Afkiminas Halacha, as I said, is this issue of Lechem Mishnah. Is there a din of Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov? There's a din of Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. Is there a din of Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov? We paskin, there is a din of Lechem Mishnah both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. That's generally how we assume the halacha. Now the question is, Leil HaSeder. What happens, Leil HaSeder? Is there a din of Lechem Mishnah or not on Leil HaSeder? This is a big machlokes of Rishonim. Generally, most of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Rashbam, the Rosh, the Balei HaTesis, Chachmei Ashkenaz, and that's, I assume, the minhag of, as I mentioned, everyone sitting here, and Ashkenazim and Klal Yisrael, all of us have three masses. So we generally say, Kenegan, Kayim Levi Yisrael, whatever that means. That needs also a separate discussion, which I'm not going to do right now. My father, Shalom, was always bothered by these kinds of kashis. This is what bothered him more than anything else. All these kinds of things. Ma Inyan Shmita Eitzel HaSinai. What does Kohen Levi Yisrael have to do with the three matzahs? I want to say about that after many years of going to this matzah, some interest this evening. Anyway, so we have that position, which means essentially what you have is both. There's no stira between Lechem Mishnah and Lechem Oni. You can have Ma'ad, Dakar, Shani, Rekusa, Kam, Rekusa. So that's what we do. We take the middle matzah, we break it, We have Motzeh in the middle matzah. The larger part is left from the Kayman. So now we're left with 2.5 matzahs. So you have both Lechem Ayini, and you also have 2 Shleimos, the top one and the bottom one. And that's essentially what we have. The Rambam, Kedarko Vakedesh, and maybe I'll dramatize it. There's a kind of conflict. Nakshut Chazitit, as you would say in simple Hebrew. There's a direct collision between these two concepts. Namely, how is it possible to have Lechem Mishneh? Of course, Lechem Mishneh implies a certain simpasyantiv, just as we have on Shabbos, though it's a Simchat Shabbos, and it's a early Shabbos, but certainly we have Lechem Mishneh. We have Lechem Mishneh on Yom Tov. But how could that somehow square with Lechem Ayini?
Why is it Pashut that it's actually Shomer?
Why is it Pashut that the Lechem only?
No,
the question is, can I have both of these themes concurrently? So the Rambam is a famous Rambam. That's what the Rambam says, it's not possible. And this is discussed at great length, both from a halachic standpoint and philosophically. And the truth is that for a brisket, it's not a problem. It's very dinim. There's always dialectic. There's always the dualism. That's probably the most current coin in the brisket lexicon, brisket terminology. But the Rambam holds it's not possible. There's a sphere of somehow in A.F.A. See these two concepts. So what happens on Pesach night? The din of Lechem Mishneh falls by the wayside, and Lechem only is the overriding factor. However, that's not what we assume. We assume we could have both. I'm not here to discuss that issue right now. I'm just mentioning this is the question whether you have 3 matzahs or you only have 1.5 matzahs. The briskets, and those who follow Noga Agro, follow Abba. I asked several Gedolei Yisrael, I follow many Minhag Agro. When I came to Eretz Yisrael 28 years ago, this is my 29th year, Ken Yibum, I took upon myself many Minhag Agro. And I was debating whether I should take this one on as well. It's not my father, Shalom Minhag, and I spoke to a guy named Demasol Shlita and a guy named Zalman Chemnitz, that's about 10 other Gedolei Yisrael, and they told me, follow your father's Minhag. So that was the end of that. So other areas, there's no steer, there's no conflict, so that I'm able to follow Minhag Agro without difficulty. But anyway, this is the din of Yachatz. And of course, we mentioned on Shabbos, as we spoke about, that you can't be mekayim the din of the mitzvah matzah with the matzah shira, with meiteros, with lechem oni. And the Rambam has, as I mentioned yesterday as well, with Russia, that there are 4 specific types of liquid which, according to the Rambam, are precluded from lechem oni because they are matzah shira. That's yayin, shemen, cholov, and dvash. Those are the 4 mentioned by the Rambam, based on the sugya, lavehei, lavevav, and psachim. Mashenke, according to the Rambam, and the other kinds of liquid, assuming there's no taros and mayim, you'd be able to be able to say the mitzvah matzah. But the Gemara says that lechem oni means lechem she'onu melov dvarim harbe. And again, as I said, this is the issue which I alluded to again at the very beginning, that must I have the matzah after Birchas Hamazon, because of the Bach that says, Goyim Olav Esahalel, Oyim Olav Esahagodah. The Bach is the Dayak Loshon of Rashi. Rashi twice in Sochim. Rashi says, over there, Lamanei Olav above, and then Rashi says, no, Rabbi Sochim repeats it again. The Loshon of Olav. What's this Olav? Olav means Ala Matzah, or Bilochuta Matzah, in the presence of the Matzah, and therefore that's the, many have that practice in Makbid, that's what we are Makbid, to make sure the Matzah is the Gula, so to speak. Anyway, there are a number of So, but anyway, there's an issue with Afikoyman, that what exactly is the nature of this Afikoyman? This is a big Machlokes HaRishonim. Famous Machlokes, one of the most famous sugyos in Shas, where Afikoyman is essentially not the Kiyum HaMitzvah Matzah. That mitzvah you already fulfilled earlier. When I said the bracha of Hamotzi and Alachidas Matzah. So now, what am I doing at the end with the Avikoyman? Zecha the Korban Pesach. Because since the Korban Pesach has been Al Seva, and that's what Rishonim point out, the Chinuch and other Rishonim, Tensim Sochim, and many others note that the reason why we eat the Korban Chagiga is the Korban Pesach in order to make sure that the Pesach will be Nechal Al Seva. That's also, they have a lab, the Etzim Lo Sishim, not breaking the bones. So we're worried if a person is very hungry, famished, so he might actually come to break the bone, and that's obviously a lot of information. Therefore, we the chagiga. Whatever the case is, this group of Rishonim holds that the Avikoyman has nothing to do with the mitzvah matzah that I fulfilled earlier, and now it's just the same with Pesach. However, there's a large group of Rishayim that held not like that. They held the mitzvah matzah divided into two. The mitzvah matzah begins earlier, and then the mitzvah matzah culminates with the apikamen that I eat at the end of the Seder. And that's the ikur kiyum hamitzvah of matzah, is the apikamen. That's the last mishnah in Avim Sofim, the last mishnah in Sofim, that aim aftirin achar pesach apikamen. So this is a famous issue. Maybe I'll just mention that. That's right. Again, this needs a lot more. I actually spoke about this in my first Shabbos on Golod Moshe here in the shul 3 years ago. So that's what I discussed, this issue. But I'm not asking you to remember what I spoke about. But this is like, for me, like meat and potatoes. This is like the alibis of the whole Seder. But I will just mention one thing regarding Yom Kippur. There's a famous chumrah. I think what most of us do, the Avikayman, you know, I think someone mentioned it. Who mentioned this? Rabbi Lerner Shlitter mentioned it on Shabbos, where the Gemara says, "Rama, chayfin matzis." Rashbam has something trotted in that Gemara Avim Tzofin. Chayfin matzis b'la asedah. Mishal atzinogus v'neshal yishnu. They shouldn't fall asleep. What does it mean, chayfin matzis? So some interpret the Rambam seems to say they grab matzis one for the other. You have a matzah fight at the seder, at the b'la asedah. No, chayfin means that's what people try to hide after kaima and all that. Those minhagim. So I do hide after kaima. Where? On me. The after kaima is very, very close. I keep it. What is it? Keep the cards close to you. I'm not sure that lashon, some lashon like that. What does that refer to? I mean, always I'm not. So I'll come on with any of this.
But how do your children or grandchildren manage to take it then?
So they spend the whole night trying to grab it from me. So I have exactly, not only I have kli, it's also attached to me because I didn't touch him. I love him touching. Touching requires shmira. It's a chayim. It's the risk of Allah. And therefore, I'm very makbid on how they hold on to the apikamen, and they spend the whole night trying to seal it for me, which keeps them awake. So I do a great job as far as I'm concerned. At the end of the day, I give them prizes anyway. So they're going to get the incentive without really being. Not with the kisufa. Very beautifully put. But the halacha is because kachim becomes possible as hadas. I'm worried about hesa hadas by the kachim. Therefore, I have to keep it very close to me. Kach nahag ha'chayim, kach nahag ha'salvejik, kach nahag ha'bislov, kach nahagim kol ha'bishkayim, the kahaninoi. Okay, anyway, that's the practice that I have regarding this matter. But it keeps them awake, not the callous. Isn't that a good thing? So I don't need all the tricks that people have. I have, this is the best trick of all. They spend the entire night trying to steal my applicants.
How do you manage to have a sale?
There's no steers.
She's very talented.
I'm very talented. Thank you. I'm a primary Hashem. Anyway, no, we do both. Okay, the truth is that I manage the Seder now differently than I did, shall we say, half a century ago. Then I just said the Retera Balalaila, and I've now more or less come down from that perch considerably. And it's now in the hands of my grandchildren. So they come up with all kinds of Pesach games and games that relate to halachas with the Seder. That's what my children put together. And that's their, they ask a series of questions. And my involvement is, I would say, kimat, nadim ki yehuda likro. Kimat, I'm not far from that. So I've gone down, me'igra rama, lebira amikta.
How does the Rav view what he's doing in the time
sequence?
What's the Rav's role in the mitzvah?
I direct the games. They have to train me for a week. My sons in law, in order to, I have one or two sons in law, are very clever people. And they're great at this. You know some of them. Anyway, and some of them, all of them happen to be big laton. So that's not the issue. But the point is not just to be a lamin. Be a lamin, that doesn't help you. That's why I'm in bad shape. But I'm not even a lamin. But the kunz is to be a lamin and to know how to play games. Well, then I'll say that I have some very clever people in my mishpacha who take care of that for me. And so, okay, I'm not going to focus on that. Magid, let's make one or two comments about the mitzvah of Magid, see if it's as a sign. The famous kasha that the Chaim Riska asked, the Emek Bracha probably has the most well-known citation from Chaim. Okay, so the Shach also knew how to learn. That was the maskana. Even though I lived before, I'm Chayim. I thought that Torah began. Chaim kibel Torah misinai from Asara. That's what I thought. That Mishnah, that's my version of it. Brat, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Anyway, so the Rav Chaim has several distinctions, but these distinctions are already found out there. There's a Haggadah that the Rambam was very fond of. The Haggadah Nesivos. It was republished about 10 years ago. Maisa Nisim. That's the name of the Haggadah. But now it's a very beautiful edition. Could I not sing it to him? So the Rav said, it's not Hasach Nisim in this Haggadah. He meant Nisim equals longness. That's what Nisim means. For a Briska, Nisim means longness. There's a lot of longness in that. And he has a lot of these Chilukim that are known in Rav Chaim, but he came way before Rav Chaim Briska. So he has a number of Chilukim. Let's mention a few of them. I assume you're probably all familiar with all of them. Zechira, Yemekayim, and Zechira Kolbun. There's no need for any elaboration, for any lengthy kind of narrative. And here, when it comes to Sibur, Kol Amar, Be'l-Vasat, Be'l-Vitzes, Mitzvah, Be'l-Vitzes, Mitzvah, Ram Zloshin is in Be'er-Zayin, Chavitzah, Matzah, Kol Amar, Be'l-Vitzor, Shehiru, Be'l-Shehoyu, Be'l-Vitzes, Mitzvah. Supposed to expatiate. At great length. Number two, Rav Soloveitchik, he wanted to be medayik from, he was very bothered by the Loshin, Kol Amar, Be'l-Vitzes, Mitzvah. Be Yitzias Mitzvayim. What kind of cumbersome language is that? Atam Akiyavri. What is it? Be Yitzias Mitzvayim. Anusuch Chayat Zorich Leot Odot Yitzias Mitzvayim. Al Yitzias Mitzvayim. Palamar L'Saper. What is it? Be Yitzias Mitzvayim. As Rav Soloveitchik understood Be Yitzias Mitzvayim to mean Chayavim L'Tamek L'Bonen L'Nateach. We have to literally analyze the Sibur Yitzias Mitzvayim. It's a Kiyum of Talmud Torah. There's no question. It's a Kiyum of Talmud Torah. Araya. The Kenega Dalabodim, Dibratera. Dalabodim is a kid in Hanukkah and Abhidaka. We're showing him like that. We're showing him right very clearly. Each child has to be approached differently, and that's the Din of Talmud Torah. That's very clear. You can't approach a child who is in his Elisha the same way you're going to approach a child as a Chacham. To a Chacham, you tell him the entire Agoda. What do you say? From soup to nuts, is that how it goes? From A to Z. Ad in Matira Chabesa Chabikimen. From the first Mishnah Psochim to the last Mishnah Psochim. Right? So that's another distinction. But Zechira doesn't involve any of that. Zechira basically is simply a mitzvah of Zechira to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Number three, that the Sipur has to take place, Derech Sheila Tshuva. That's what Rabbi Lan Shlita discussed on Shabbos and the Chaburah. Derech Sheila Tshuva, he cited the Brisa that the Gemara has himself on the question. How to interpret that? And I think, I don't know, I would take a statistical poll here also. In my family, my father, Shom, he's been in class, every single person in the room read the Haggadah. He basically led it, since you asked before. He more or less was the one who directed traffic. But everyone else also read the Haggadah along with him. And then he would assign different sections. Then when it came to Avshim Gamliel, yet every single person in the room translated. If we had 20 people that I say that, each one of the 20 had to translate into English, into Yiddish, and to one or two other languages. So my father spoke seven languages. He was a polyglot. So everyone had to translate.
More time spent on those under Gamliel Omer than on
the Mishnah Tanya. Mishnah Berurah. That's not my father's
fault. Mishnah Tanya, each child says it and takes a lot of time.
Yes, but this is not Ma'akev. This is Ma'akev. Ma'akev Alochet. Regarding that too, we'll get that maybe in a few moments, whatever. Anyway, Kitzer, so that's the third distinction between the two. This is Derech Sheila Tshuva, and also the Gemara has a whole Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. We pass like both. Maslo Binus, Musay Misherach, what exactly the Gnus is, that's the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, and we pass them like both. We bring actually the Chilah, the Abba Dazar, the Abba Seino, and also the other position. One actually, Avodah Mahim, the Parah Mitzvahim, so the Mishnah already right. One refers to the physical. The other one actually refers to the spiritual geula, namely the chilah of the avodah zarah. But that's a fourth distinction between the mitzvah of zechira and the mitzvah of sibur yitzias mitzvah. It doesn't mean much more, two more if you don't mind. I just want to get that since it's on my head right now. Namely, the mitzvah of sibur. This is what we mentioned a moment ago. We have Gamliel Omer. Namely, the Sipur has to again be connected with the mitzvah saliva. That's what Rav Chaim pointed out. And we use the Mishnah we just referred to about Gamliel, when he said, many years ago, I was present, I wasn't living in Eretz Yisrael, and my brother, Rav Aaron David, so he used to go to a shir of a great Yerushalmi Gaon, who was the Talmud of the Chazon Ish. You probably know what a graduate was. Chaim Grim. So I went to a shul a number of times. This goes back, this story, about 45 years ago. So my brother invites me to come to a shir. I'm living in Chutz Lars, and I'm sitting with Abrecha and mostly with the mirror and the light. And he then asked the following kasha, right before Pesach. I came to Pesach. He asked the kasha when it says, Kol Shalom HaShol Shadron in the Pesach, I said, what chiv are we referring to? So, Kimat Ruba, the Kula of Deli Abishayim said, what chiv am I not fulfilling? The chiv of Sipritz, he has to say 100%. I ate the Pesach, I ate the matzah, I ate the mar. So, about that, I said, well, he asked Rav Chaim Grim, is there any Rishon who holds otherwise? Is there any Rishon who holds that I'm not the kind of mitzvah of Pesach, matzah, and mar? So, no one says anything. So, I piped up. I said, Aramban, the other Muhammad, in the first bag of brachos. He holds another kind of mitzvah, matzah, Pesach, and mar. So, he looks at me. He says, my brother, Veil's Dos. Who's that? Who's that guy? I was never there, so I never came there. I'm a guest. But you know they say, a guest for a while is at a mile. A guest for a while sees a mile, sees everything. Okay, I'm just being cute. Anyway, but the I happen to know that Milchamas, because I'm into Arif Zochet, one of my favorite Prokim Pachas, and I'm into that Ramban at the end of the Milchamas Hashem, the end of the first paragraph of Brachos. He was astounded. He couldn't believe it. The Abrechem, the new Yeshiva, there were a few from Brisk as well. They didn't know that. And this guy from Chutz Lars, somehow he seemed to have with it out. So that's why I became very friendly with my brother, without going to Chaim Grim's Chazal. And then every time I came to Eretz Yisrael, he said to my brother, who's that brother? Where is he? How come he's not coming? So I went to his shul many times. He said shul, I'm with Russian. He said shul was a going adir, kosher, going adir. He lived for a while in Chutz Lars. Where was that? Where?
In
Square. Okay. His English left one to be desired, though, despite all this. Okay, back at the if you look at the okay, I'm sorry, you want to say something? I mean, one last thing I want to say was number five before I forget it. And that is that Sipur has to lead to something else, namely Hallel. Sipur doesn't lead to Hallel, but Sipur, after I go through the Magid, the Fikach, Hanaf, the Chayam, the Hodos, the Hallel, Shaber, the I'm not now going to go through Abaygon, Aran, the Skrov, that very lot of famous Torah, and Tzvei Dinim and Hallel, you know, the three Hallels that we say on Pesach. I didn't forget you, Dr. Kaplan. Didn't forget you. There are three halls we see on Pesach. Hall number one is during the day. That hall is Zechel, the Nisim that occurred on Pesach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Then we say Hallel in the Haggadah. And then another Hallel that the Ramah says not to say, but Ashkenazim, who follow Menhag Yagro, say, namely, after marriage. On Pesach night, we say Hallel. That's a Bazunda Hallel. Hallel Barina, the Goyim writes in Hillel Chanukah. That Hallel is based on Yerushalmi, the same Bokar that we say that we like there is a Mesa Knesset. It's based on Yerushalmi. A Pesuminis of the Tzibur says, Zad Din, Pesuminis of the Tzibur. Only Sfaradim do it, at least according to the Machabe. Amos says not to do it. But it became a Minhag HaGro, and it became a very strong Minhag HaGro in Eretz Yisrael. And the Chutzar is those who are Talmid of HaSolovetsch, they also do it. I did it my whole life. Basically, I've been saying, I remember when I was a kid, there were a few people who stayed in Shul, and the whole Shul left, Ashkenazic Shuls. And then at one point I became a Rav and I instituted it. That's what Rasul Eitzi said we should do. Kach Hasidni, neged Ramah. Another Rabbi Horowitz said, you approve of this. I went against the Ramah. But I followed more or less the heels of my Rebbe. He said we should introduce it. And that's the halal that also comes to that as a result of the obligation of Sipur. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to explain better. You said before that the economist of Gamaliel is more important than more ma'akid than Manishtan. Why would be more ma'akid? In other words, and this, by the way, you might have thought that. Also not
first of all, the din is that, as Rabbi Lerner called the Bryce something you were not here, and you know the Bryce something you don't need Rabbi Lerner, that the Gemara says that Chocham b'nai Shalom, Imeinu Chocham, Ishtar Shalom, and there's nobody, Shoy Latzma. Must have been Shoy Latzma. I mean, I always talk to myself. I've been doing that for years. So, what do you mean Shoy Latzma? It has to be without Shayla Tshuva. But it says Shoy Latzma, you have to ask yourself questions and then answer. But what the Rabbi Farmer just mentioned is exactly what the Mishnah Berurah quotes here regarding this Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer. He says, Mishnah Berurah, he writes over here very clearly that you have to translate, because that he writes, that is Ma'akev in the Magid. I mean, I'm not sure what else is Makib and Magid. I think I mentioned two people asking here, very sincere people. They asked me, can I go ahead? I mentioned this the other day in the drasha. Can I go ahead and make Kiddush? They asked me, where's Kiddush Makom Suda? All the Rishonim are bothered by that question. Where's Kiddush Makom Suda? Pesach night, quite a hefsek. Magid could be 3 hours, could be longer. The answer is, whatever's a Tzorech HaSuda is not a hefsek. So there's not a Tzorech HaDas, it's not a hefsek. It's called a Tzorech HaSuda. Magid is a Tzorech HaSuda. Normally, we wouldn't be allowed to do that. Normally, you can't. I remember Chutzar, I used to go, I was in Rabbi Lubavitch Shul, in New Jersey. First time I saw this, maybe 25 years ago. I was a scholar residence. And he made Master Tom Chol. So he made Kiddush upstairs in the main shul. He made Kiddush up there. Then we walked down 2 flights. I told him right away, I run over Rabbi Horowitz. Gilu, he forgot a Gemara. He forgot a Mechabit Shalach. He didn't forget a Gemara. He didn't forget a Mechabit. Explain to the shul, there's a lot of people who will not make Kiddush. They'll just go downstairs and eat without Kiddush. So he decided, and that's Lavocha for sure, that it's not the Chathila, Chathila Shubeg of Osa Mokho, but the same building, Yesh Mokho Mokho, we got a Kiddush Mokho Suda. So the Shaila, one of them asked me over here, where's Kiddush Mokho Suda? So he said, he's a Baal Tshuva, very fine person, yes, a very outstanding Baal Tshuva in the shul. I should be a Baal Tshuva like they are. Anyway, so he tells me that the first time he became from, so he knows that what you do, you make Kiddush and you eat. So he skipped the whole night, he told me. And then he went to the meal. And then he had some guests there. They were embarrassed to say anything. So they didn't tell him anything. And then they told him, you know, there's something, Magid is the key part of that brother. See if it's his assignments. He did the Isa. I went to a Bar Mitzvah before. I didn't stay long because the Bar Mitzvah boy was listing 64 mitzvahs that take place on the Leil HaSeder. I thought there were 2, but he found 64. Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so 64. So I waited 20 minutes and then I had to get back to sell chametz at 7 o'clock. So I didn't know what to do. So I left in the middle of the 28th. It's after 25 minutes. He was going on his very way. Shachiyonu, we count every single prat to prat as a mitzvah. Okay, he should have been a bit more chura medayeg. What's the mitzvah of the Isa? What's the mikogim? What's the habana? I remember I was in chutzos for Sviyasa Omer, and they sing in this shul, in the Mucha, in the Mzum, and I don't, not the Nebihuda. I can't say any Mucha Mzum. No, we should be Mucha Mzum, we don't need that. And they announce it, but on Sunday night, you know, Simon, look how you meet us, I say, come on, shake us about the Eilor. So I chimed in, out loud in front of 300 people. Look how you meet us, I say, Rock, Lishita, so I'm not, so low, Lishito, shall be shine. It'd be like I was like, well, he came flying off the moon. And then the rabbi came over to me and told me, we have, wow. What?
Chill out.
Anyway, so I'll never forget that. That was wrong. Anyway, so the
people who sing the song are briskers, and it's the whole like Rambam.
Ah, okay. Now, if I remember, Baruch Hashem, your mom is supposed to tell you, so I won't tell you another story about that. Not publicly. Anyway, Mikitsa, so the so we have this these distinctions between basically, it's all Rishonim against the Ramban and Mohammed. But we pass in. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. He goes out of his way. So that's what my father had. Every single person translate. It was like the 4 languages. It was for Yiddish at the table. It was for English. And there was actually 1 or 2 Hebrew-speaking people. So then it was translated to Hebrew. It took longer to find me than the Mishnah. I'm sorry. But that was the situation. Okay, I just want to look.
One is the fair and one is the
clearly Zuchira does not require, probably doesn't even need verbalizing, you're correct, otherwise. Doesn't need verbalizing. Zuchira can be Sibra's Bepet, Vaharaya, and I'll go further. Number 6, now that you remind me of, Sibra's Lachere, Ulamat is Saper, Bozde Bincho, Ve Bincho, Esa Sher Salam, Zitzayim, Esa Sosai, Shesam, Dibam, Yidat, Yidat, Yashem. Sibra involves Lachere, other people have to be involved in it. Zuchira could be. So in isolation.
What was that?
No, that's a Bryson. That's a Gemara. The Gemara said, it's not of course, it's a Sapil Achim, but the Abed, now I'm very into, it's really not the part of what I had in mind to talk about, but I'll mention anyway. You know, the Beis Halevi, I'm very fond of this Beis Halevi. I can't get past it. Cause and effect. Babu Zeh Asa Hashem Li B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim. So the Beis Halevi is a famous interpretation. Babu Zeh Asa Hashem Li, the main probably the most essential element of the night of the mitzvah halayla. And what does it mean? Babu zeh, you got to tell the mitzvah. Bayomahu leimor. Babu zeh, Asa Hashem leaving Mitzrayim. Means Hashem essentially his whole interest in Mitzrayim was to give us the Mitzvah Halayla. That was the main interest, and therefore, because he was able to give the Mitzvah Halayla, that's why he took us out of Mitzrayim. Basically, this is a famous Zaya, you know the Zaya. Sakha Ba'is of Alma. The name of the Rebbe Shalom looked at the Torah, and the Torah is the blueprint of the world. Architect needs a blueprint. The blueprint of the world was the Torah, which of course preceded Briyas Ha'olam. That's the Gemara of the Torah. It's Midrashim. Hashem Kanoni Rishis Darko. Even before the world was created, the Rebbe Shalom actually, the Torah was there. The Torah was extant. And that's the Beis HaLevi's famous Yisod, that even we know that the mitzvahs are kayim before Briyas Ha'olam. Mitzvahs are kayim before Briyas Ha'olam. Even before Yitzchak Mitzrayim, we know the famous, that's what the Beis HaLevi signs, that Matzahs Ofa Vayachelu, Zok Rashi Vaylo, Pesach Oyo, Fek Devel, Pesach. Why? No Yitzchak Mitzrayim, no Godesh Midonesh. What's going on here? Why is Lo, why are they eating Matzahs? Why are they observing Pesach? Okay, you'll argue that the Gemara Gnushim, Rav Avinu, the Avos, Kim, Kol HaTorah, Kul, Kodesh Shemitah, even prior to the beginning, they were kind of the Torah. About the beginning of Pasha Tondos, so and the Pasuk of Ayishma Mishmati, Mitzvayset, Hukoysa, Mitzvayset, he discusses that Gemara Kedusha. And he claims that only that's Yisrael, not the Kutzarets, but Avram Yisrael Yaakov, Lot, the tummy is a protege of Avram Avino. So Eichet, he also ate, what he called, he also ate the matzah, because Pesach, but the Bishkorah, the Beis HaLevi, has different Pshat. Beis HaLevi says, no, that's not correct. The Pshat is like this, that the Iker of creation, the Iker of the Bria, is for us to be Mekai Mitzvahs. Even before he says Mitzrayim, Avraham Avinu, Lot, they were Chagig Pesach. Because essentially, the whole idea of the entire world, the creation of the world, was the purpose of Shmiras HaMitzvahs, Akim HaMitzvahs, and essentially the Mitzvahs preceded the historical event. So now the Pshat, the Pasuk is Ba'avuzeh, because of that which I can point to, you know, the Pinky Squad, people who was I tell you, I don't do it because I never saw God be so do it, even though it's a mocker in a Yalkut Yamlayes that I went looking for without a Google. I found it, took me about 20 years to find it. Anyway, so Babuze also Hashem, it says in Mitzrayim, is there something I can point to? So Kelly Abel, Ross Hashim Palam, Ashaloy Chesto Babuze, I can point to it. Babuze, because of that, because of Matzah, Hashem decided to go ahead and do what? The whole saga. Starting with Brisbane of Solon, he gave us Achav Eretz Solon. My brother Binos and Avraham Meir Shona. Become a Sagoya Shabbat Adon Anochi. Bachachin Yitzchak Lehush Godol. Because of Zeh, because of the Mitzvah Masad, Hashem wanted to give us. What did he do? He activated Brisbane of Solon and Yaakov Avinu going down to Mitzrayim. Mishal Shalom. Shal Barzeh would have gone down, and the whole saga, the whole tapestry of Yitzchak Mitzrayim and the Gulas Mitzrayim, all was because of Ba'avur Zeh. Not as we think. To quote my Rebbe Soloveitchik, he used to quote his Beis HaLevi, his great grandfather. Our understanding of the history, Geschichte, ewige Deutung, just the opposite. Just the opposite of what we think. We think that one day Yosef is in prison because of what happened. Paro has his dream. He can't interpret the dream. He calls all his dreamologists and necromancers, who knows what, to help him interpret the dream. And they're more or less stymied. And finally gets to Yosef, goes to interpret the dream. And as a result of that, what happens subsequently? And incorrect, said the Beis HaLevi. Totally incorrect. Hashem wants to give Klal Yisrael mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Matzah. No, how do I do that? So I now orchestrate an entire series of events. That's the Beis HaLevi's Mahalach. So,
but most of them go through the entire events of the Yetzirah Mitzrayim. Is it when we get the Matzah? But is that like part of the? It's the I never
when you start the asking these kashas, then we're in trouble. It's a.
It doesn't work with any other parts of like Hashkafas.
I think it does.
Your entire Hashkafa on Beis HaLevi.
My entire Hashkafa is based on the Beis HaLevi. Let me tell you something. So that Rav Soloveitchik said. He said this. This is a famous lashon that he gave. I wasn't there for the lashon. It was 56. That was a bit, shall we say, not exactly in my element at that point in time. Anyway. Why is the United Nations founded? He thought only one reason, to establish a state of Israel. No other reason for the UN. They did nothing before then, League of Nations, whatever all of the nations existed. Subsequent to that, they're spending all their days and nights, Zionism and racism, and they don't like Jews, and on and on and on. So what good thing did they accomplish?
The best Jews of all,
okay, you don't like that one. My next one. How in heaven's name was Donald Trump elected president of the United States. To me, it's Ein Lecha Shi Gaon Gadol Mizeh. When the student of my yeshiva several years ago asked me, how do I know God exists? I can bring them all the philosophic proofs of the existence of God. I took lots of philosophy in my day, and none of them understand what I'm talking about. Then I said, Trump became president. That is the biggest rider that God exists. The man Strachlin got locked. The Amish had a good laugh. And he became president. Someone who's definitely, even according to Abchaim Griska, straight to the Chaladez. Allah Simon, the Gemara has a Chagigo. Every Simon that the Gemara has, he has. Okay, well, the kids are...
We're pretty close to that is, okay, we're over blowing up the Syrian reactor.
Okay, there are many Mosholim, Rabbi Horowitz Schlieb, that's much better than this than I am. Far better. To me, this is Yisrael, Yisrael. Yisrael, Yadas. This is sort of the Beis Halevi, what he calls Siva Umisalev. You have to figure out what is the cause and what's the effect. And it's not what historians write about, not what reporters write about. They don't have a clue. They're not, we are Maminim B'nei Maminim. We see the Ashkoch of Hashem in every tzad, in every prat of the universe. This is Yisrael, the Namish, to my mind, the Yisrael of all Jewish history. It's Yisrael of why we continue to. That's something so like Shaker. Okay, I agree there are plenty of kashis. I could also get kashis like this. But I love the story. I think it's great. Okay, I want to just, since I'm already not exactly doing what I wanted to do, but maybe just mention a few other things. Because people asked me recently about some of these elements. I'll just mention a lot of people today eat spelt or what's it called? Oat nuts. So the Mishnah there mentions actually five types of the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Hey. Eilu Dvaram is Mishnah Lamed Tes with Mara. Mishnah Lamed Hey deals with the Chamisha Dvaram, the Kibyotz, the Mitzvah, Matzah, the Chamisha Aminim. And I think the order is Chitin, Saorin, Kusmin is spelled, Shibola Shuel, and Shibun. Shibun is Y. Which one is Shibola Shuel? How do I translate that? Oats. So many people have spoken to me, all these gluten-free diets, so many different things. In the last 2 weeks, people have spoken to me, only eat oat matzah. Some people eat spelt matzah. I think it's available. Kach Shamati, I think you're
it was a fortune.
Yeah, okay. It's a man of me. What's the Shiloh for mitzvahs? A fortune. People are going to place all these Pesach programs. No volume. Some people, I spoke about it on Shabbos, people got upset with me.
Teres.
That's basically what it is. Anyway, so they got a rather brat boy. I got a whole group of people on my case. You know something? That was a sign that was right up front. But anyway, so I was engaged. Anyway, so. So if you can eat chitin b'sarim, of course, that's the ideal, because if the Mishnah is listening, give you a Seder. That's what the post can point out. The Seder, even by Maror, the first item that's mentioned is chasa. Rashi says chasa. I'm going to call the interpreter of that Rashi. Chasa, lutigo, lettuce. He held, you can be able to Maror with iceberg lettuce. They're hacking me here in the shul. I spent an amenda on Shabbos, and my wife, she thought, he's Valzarevi, Rabbi the Miller. That's all. That he was mocking to eat the root. So many people hold you're not Yetze Mara with the root. Now, this is a whole discussion. Yesterday I mentioned that my wife likes the pasuk, Allah Hashem Diapam, Ve'esh Mipim Tochel, Gecholim Bo Arum Mimeno. That's what happens to me when I eat that root. Chrein, what do you call chrein?
Do you need kizayis of that root?
Of course, they need kizayis of that root.
You do.
I don't need any of it. I need stalks. I stalk people, and I stalk. I don't even eat the leaves of the romaine lettuce. I don't touch it. I'm afraid of Bugs Bunny. I eat stalks.
Stalks.
Romaine lettuce stalks. You know what stalks are? Yeah. Those are the people that I stalk. I stalk the stalks. Anyway, so the that put that shit on. Race is on it.
Is it on it or dip it?
I dip it. Tibble.
Not on it.
No, that's right. It didn't tibble. Dr. Callas is on top of everything. Oh, Hashem should bless you. Anyway, but they didn't say that. They're also the same. The Tamcha is not mentioned, number one. Mentions Chasa, the Mishnah Lamates. Chasa refers to that. So Avraham Kodesh said Chasa is iceberg lettuce. Now, the problem that people have with me in the last few days, they tell me, but it's not bitter. But Yushalmi said, Tchilosai, Mosloik, Vesayfim, Alishai, Yushalmi, Tzokim, Yushalmi is Tekasha, So if you let it in the ground, it will become bitter. But we take it out before, it gets bitter. But as long as the meat, the genus, is considered to be maror, is mar. Shalom aleichem, Marein Rabbeinu. That's my South African Rav, Baruch Hashem, my Rebbe over there in South Africa. He's holding down the fort. Anyway, so that's also the Seder HaDvarim here. The Seder HaDvarim is first chitin, then sorim. But people told me in the last 3, 4, 5 days, they cannot eat chitin or sorim, and therefore they either have matzah. And someone even told me he has rye. I never heard. Usually, old spells that I hear about. Someone mentioned rye to me. So as I said, it's clear that you must have chamesh midot dogma. Now,
would it be an issue of simchas yontif too if you wanted rye or oats or spelt?
And you would have it, or
no? Instead of having
no, that's what people. Those people who doctor can't eat wheat, what they gluten free. So they actually eat. They make oats matzah. They told me they make spelt matzah. They make rye matzah. It's very expensive, as Dr. Gallus mentioned. It is expensive, but it's made. What
for them? Halachically, also the same.
You're saying it's not simchas yontif.
But these people suffer otherwise.
Okay, of course, one should have a simchas yontif. I'll mention another thing that several people spoke to me about. It's a big mahomes of Rishayin. I think it's Rashi and the Rambam on the sugya of shmatim esamatzos. So the question is, at the end of the second paragraph of Sofim is discussed. And the question is, what does it mean, the pasuk? Does it mean that we have to guard the matzah, it should become chametz? That's how many we should guard the pasuk shot. Shmatim samasos means that shimur mechimutz. And that's called matzah shmura. And that's how I think the Rambam interprets like that. So the shimur, in effect, you have to make sure the matzah shmura kaim ve'achad. Rashi says no. Rashi learns the shimur has to be lishmo. Machlokes and pshat in the pasuk. What does it mean, shmatim samasos? So Rashi holds the shim has to be the shmor, the shem achilas matzas mitzvah. The same, let's say, as tefillin has to be the shmor, and tzitzis has to be the shmor. So the chetzah shem mitzvah requires the shmor, and the chetzah shem mitzvah tzitzis has to be the shmor. The chetzah shem mitzvah tefillin has to be the shmor, and therefore, but I'll say there's a thing according to Rashi that the matzah has to be dafka the shmor. Now I mentioned yesterday the meeting of the building going, and it's based on the Chizkuni. And I wanted to, with that, b'miyashir v'kasha, that there's a kiyum ha-mitzvah to eat matzah kol yimei ha-chag. There's the mitzvah, the ikra din is only leil yom tov rishon. Baruch of the matzahs. After that, you can eat potatoes or eat whatever else is available. There's no obligation to eat matzah kol shivas yimei ha-chag. However, there's a Loshon HaRambam that I mentioned yesterday. The Rambam says, that the dayik Loshon HaRambam. Mishofu gezayis matzah yosu lechol vasu. Mashma, that's the chiyum. But if you eat more than gezayis, then you have a mitzvah humus, and the Balabar is the kasha I mentioned yesterday, that why don't we make a bracha? Matzah calls is shivas yimeachad. All 7 days, we should make a bracha. Sounds like there's a mitzvah humus. The matzah calls shivas yimeachad. And we say in the Chizkuni quotes the pasuk in Re'ei, shivas yom tzeichel matzos. 7 days. It's true that the chiyum is only the first night. As the Gemara says, that called the Roshayim b'chlam, yosem ha'klam, v'adim sochon, kuchof. Lo l'amen asem yotzom, l'amen atel kul yotzom. And the Gemara says, "Mashvi Rishus Hakol Rishus Hamleima Barav Tafel Masas Hakosli Kol Choyva." That the first night is an obligation to eat matzah. That's for sure. However, as I said, there's a mitzvah kumis to eat matzah Kol Shivasu Me'achad, and that's mentioned by the Vilna Gaon Yadua. The Gra had this, and my Rebbe Hagoyin on Nisim Albus Atzal had a diuk in the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara's mechalek between I mentioned yesterday also. That's why I asked the bartender in Yankee Stadium. Namely, I asked him, the Gemara says there's a distinction between drinking a lot of wine in Erev Pesach and a small amount of wine. The Gemara says, if you drink a lot of wine, the Gemara says, missing nigra garbe. If you drink a small amount of wine, missing soy. So I asked the bartender at Yankee Stadium, the Lo Shamata, Makom Kazet. It's Machig Me Makom, the Lo Kedai. Kedai, the Kanez, the Midrash, the Sher Shem, the Simba, the Shoba. Hold on. So the bartender told me, it's correct. If you drink a lot of wine, he told me that will be will whet your appetite. Small amount of wine, this is soy. There's no get to this or kishon from Susa, the chutzars and Friday night. It's not about it. That the Rasoli tell you need 2 revios in order to have kishon from Susa on Friday night. I think Rabbi Shua in South Africa they probably say kiddush on Friday night. No, they do. They give it to a young child. Let's say there are no young children, so then you have to drink A revius. The Rav held you have to drink two revius. And she's a second level, but not a rabbi. Don't skittish. Because a second revius is misri soyin. Kiddush v'vokam suda. That makes kiddush v'vokam suda. Anyway, coming back to this issue. So my rabbi brought a raya from Lashon the Gemara. The Gemara says, you drink a lot of wine, kihechi, da ochil matzah, tei, lorata. There's a lotion there that's Iberic, as you would say, Rabbi Weiss. Tvei! What's the lotion of Tvei? You see a Gemara, which is mashma like the Groh, like the Chizkuni, that is a Kiva Mitzah, to eat more matzah, the lotion. I then heard that from Rabbi Malpin probably 45 years ago. I ran to Rav Soloveitchik to tell him that, and he said that I should kiss him. I should kiss the Rebbe. That's him Kushin, he told me. Then I asked Rav Soloveitchik, was he aware of that deal? He said, yes. He was aware of it himself. But he said, your Rebbe mentioned it. He said, you should kiss the Rebbe. So he told me. I didn't do so. I was trying to kiss him. But anyway, so there's a kima mitzvah, it's a pirumis. I happen to like matzah a lot. I enjoy matzah. And I eat a lot of matzah Pesach, which is probably not so healthy. But that's the misconception. Okay, so let me go back now to the, since we're talking about Shmira Matzah, so there, you know, the 3 days in Mishanin from when you require Shmira, Mishas Ksira, Mishas Trina, Mishas Lisha. Usually the boxes say on it, Shmira, Mishas Ksira. I think so. I imagine. Now the question is, all the other Matzah must it also be Matzah Shmira. That's a B'alocha. A long B'alocha. So I'm not going to eat only Matzah Shmira. That's just Lel Seder, B'koy Vecha. Needs to be the shita some shayin mikra din is not required. You don't need matzah shmura, name the shmura mishas chira kodi be'acha. You need it for let us say that so the bi'alocha quotes, but it's not necessarily required kodi be'acha. I'll mention something else, which is also I think I alluded to it also the drasha I gave yesterday. And I really have to finish because I'm supposed to sell chametz shortly. But anyway, I'd rather do this than sell chametz. So the you have to eat the gezayis for that pilas pas. The Gemara's machlokes, what exactly that shear is, and the plow. Let's just start with backwards. Go back. Let's say a person eats a pump of the gezayis or something that's awesome. A machlos asuris. So what's the halacha? Are you even eating the aisa? Are you eating the avon? We pass on the Rabbi Yechana. Chatzis shear some the Gemara Yuma. So obviously, even a chatzis shear is also, but you're not going to get malchus. You won't get punished. Don't really violate a lot. You get malchus here. You're not going to get malchus. So to Bakilas Masim, the Marsim of Sofim, that the Kazayas has to be eaten before Akilas Pas. During this amount of time, otherwise it's time to start it to a shear. And here, the Achayli, just like Akilas Iso, so too Akilas Mitzvah has to be the Akilas Pas. And Minat Torah, in order to be also the Chiyah of Masim, you have to make sure you eat of the Akilas Pas. And the Warren Yerbin discusses what exactly that shear of Akilas Pas is. It's actually spoken here in Shulam. It's a shear of essentially of the question is it three basins, four basins, that's Mahoz and Mishra. And Mishra actually here discusses it. So we're talking about other kizayis, half a base or a third of a base, or a third of a is more than Achilas kizayis. So in Mahoz and Poskin, the person eats less than the kizayis, not Yotze. If you eat Pachos Bay from this manor, that's Achilas Pas, what's not Yotze? It's not Tera. So you got to be careful. What's the shear exactly? So the Hathilah, they say 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I think I'm up to 9 minutes of some safe actually. And discussing this Shiloh. There's a general question regarding, you know, there's a famous Nadi Yehuda, but I'm not going to discuss that now. This Kapha Shigurim, he mentions it both in the Tzach and also the Chibus Nadi Yehuda. But anyway, one Bachatima, once you're trying to be medactive, Achilas Matzah, it should be done the day Achilas Pras. And again, as I said, Lechura up to about approximately 9 minutes to make sure that the Yotze say the, okay, the last thing I'll just mention.
And how big is a piece of.
Much less than what appears on that. Laminated piece of placard that they put out 25 years ago with the orange and the yellow, much less than that shear. I mentioned on Shabbos that someone brought that placard to Rav Soloveitchik's shear maybe 30 years ago, and the Lord took a look at it and said, I was never yotze to mitzvah matzah, according to the placard. Then someone brought in the Chofetz Chaim's toast, and they told the Rav that the Chofetz Chaim was not yotze kiddush. His toast was too small. There is a shita of Rambam. Rambam holds, I think I mentioned last year, that Rambam holds, this is a text from Psalm, it's on Gesher Bezach, God's a bishter off, whether the Dinah Shomei HaKa'in applies on Pesach night or not. Do we say it's the same as Parshat Kula? Man Ishtana Alayla Zemegal Elos. Or do we say, no, there's a Dinah Shtia, The sheet is Ramban is that the larger the ghost, you have to drink rough ghosts. That is a tree or shir, and then I'll say that. As opposed to Shavek Gainer, what the Bristol calls Sidur Bracha Lakais. It's not just Sidur Bracha Lakais. On Shabbos night, Friday night, Sidur Bracha Lakais. That's not the case on Pesach night. The Nir Shir, you have to actually go ahead and drink the Kais. Okay, we don't pass out the Rabban. I mentioned also yesterday, I spoke about Matzah Shira. Someone asked me this morning if he has difficulty chewing the Matzah because what I mentioned in Shavuot, I discussed it. That's what I was talking about yesterday. People take two kizaisim, the briskets, or they stuff it into their mouths. Let's assume that kizayis of the hand matzah, they say it's a third of a matzah, third of a hand matzah, and of a machine matzah, let's say a half. They take two kizaisim, put it into their mouths, and then try to deal with it. So someone told me, and Shoshana Zalman said, it's not the normal way of eating. You're not going to do that. You have to try to eat both kizaisim, but the achilas pras. Each kizayis requires achilas pras. The achilas, let's say, 3 minutes, up to 9 minutes. So up to 18 minutes you have these two kizaisim. But let's say you have difficulty chewing it, so you break it up into matzah meal, into small pieces. You chew it that way. And then if you are not, don't have an issue, what I said yesterday, with matzah shuya, the kibrox. So I mentioned yesterday that the practice of Rav Chaim Valojina, of the Vilna Gaon, of the tziv, they would dip the matzah into the soup. And then, I don't know if they would say this or not. I don't want to say mitzvah say shel gebrox, I believe mitzvah say lohoitzi milivon of those other groups that don't subscribe to gebrox, to matzah shul. So I told someone that b'shas atzag, they could do that also. They have difficulty eating all this matzah. Anyway, there's a shayla, so then they asked me. They told me, right away, they quoted me the Gemara in the second paragraph of Sophos, that's also Shemadar. The Gemara twice in Shas, in case of the book, and the Gemara in Sophos, no, the second paragraph of Sophos, sorry, the end of the second paragraph. Because Matzah Bushelas, the Fura, is Mafkiya Ta Matzah. Now, so what does it mean, Matzah Bushelas? So I told them, only a Kli Rishon. If it's in the Kli Rishon that you are Ala Gavi Eish, where Taisa says, Taisa in Shabbos in the third prayer, Kli Sheni in Ravashel. So if Kli Rishon Gavi Eish, then you have a problem. But even Shal Gavi Eish, it's still Yasolele, so that would be an issue of Bishol, that would be Masim Mushalas, where you would be Mafkia. But here, I don't think that's the case. As I said, the Gavi Matzah, Matzah Mushalas, Nine Tamim, it's not a problem, and therefore, certainly, my Korim is not a problem. So if you have that issue, so then you can take care of it by, in fact, dipping it, and thereby, hopefully, being able to be excited in some months. Okay, Kai Kosher, so now, and Mr. Sherry, you